Now, the risk associated with the derivatives. What are the risks associated with derivatives or derivative transactions? In the derivative contract, investor must understand the investment in derivative has an element of risk and it is generally not an appropriate avenue for someone of limited resources or limited investment or limited trading experience and low risk tolerance. Okay, this must be very, very clear, because at every point of time, derivative contract has or derivative has the risk. Investor should select the derivative trading strategy based on his risk appetite and risk tolerance level. Investor, those who are trading in the derivative contract or derivative exchange, should carefully read the model risk disclosure document and the details contained therein, provided by the broker, and fully understand the implication before investing in the dividend to the derivative market. The primary risk is associated with the trading derivatives is a market, counterparty, liquidity, and interconnection risk. Second risk is a credit risk. Credit risk is nothing but it is a loss due to the counterparty failure to perform its obligation. That risk will also be there in derivative risk, derivative trade. Market risk is loss due to adverse change in the market value. Liquidity risk is due to the failure of the institution to meet its funding obligations. Operational risk is the risk of loss due to inadequate system and control, human error, and management failure. Another risk is a legal risk. Under legal risk, loss arising from legally non-enforceable contract is covered. Regulatory risk is the loss which arising from failure to comply with the regulatory or legal requirement. And reputational risk is the loss arising from adverse public opinion. Next risk is a settlement risk. The settlement risk arises as a result of timing differences, time zone differences between when the institution either pays out funds or deliverable assets before receiving the assets or payments from counterparty, and it occurs at the specific point in the life of a contract. Okay, strategic risk is arising from activities like entrepreneurial behavior of the traders in the financial institution, misreading client request, cost getting out of control, trading with inappropriate counterparties. These are some of the examples of the strategic risk. Systematic risk arises when there is a failure of a large and a complex organization of the financial position in the economy. After understanding the risk in the derivatives, commercial uses of derivatives also we cannot sidetrack. So let us understand this commercial uses of derivatives. Derivative suits better in growing market full of volatility in exchange rates to manage the risk and fulfill the commercial obligations. So derivatives are highly useful in mitigating the risk in trading and investments. You must remember that what is the use of derivative? Derivative is are the instrument which mitigate the risk in the trading and investment. So derivative market helps increase saving and investment in the long run. transfer to the risk enables the market participants to expand their volume of activities. Derivative can provide the various services and uses to the commercial world. What the derivative used by corporates? The companies use the currency forward and other derivative to hedge the foreign exchange exposures. Commodity derivatives are used to hedge the raw material consumption, interest rate derivatives to hedge the borrowing cost. Apart from the corporates, the mutual funds uses the currency forward and other derivatives to hedge the international assets liability portfolio. Swaps and interest rate derivatives are to protect the portfolios, commodity futures to invest in asset classes. Financial service firms are using the derivatives for hedging the inventory of securities. Banks act as a dealer in derivative market and make a profit of arbitrage. Okay. Individuals are using the derivative to speculate on the asset prices and to hedge the non-tradable assets. So derivative market can also provide various benefits also to the traders. And these benefits consist of: one, the derivative market allows you to earn money without the physical settlement. Okay. Then, derivative market enables the arbitrage trading, that is, buy low in one market and sell high in another market and earn the profit. Investor can take advantage of the different prices in two different markets. Derivative market offers an hedging against the future fall in the price of underlying. It also offers the product that protect you from losses arising out of the price of the shares that you plan to purchase. The most important use of the derivative is transfer of market risk from risk-averse investors to those who are the risk appetite. And risk-averse investors use the derivative to enhance safety. Now, coming down to little bit understanding about the commodity market. Commodity market, which is a very important and most important market in our country. The term, you know that commodity means the material which can be bought and sold. Commodity market, commodities in the market or market context refer to any movable property other than the actionable claims money securities. The promising nature of these markets has made them an attractive investment avenue in the investors. In early days, people used to follow the mechanism for the exchange of the goods for the goods, that is barter trade. This was the first time of the trade between the individuals when commodity market came into existence. The absence of the commodity market or commodity accepted medium exchanges had initiated the need for the barter system. Yes. And this commodity trading in Indian exchange has reached to the sophisticated level. The exchange offers electronic trading platform for the buyers and sellers to manage their price risk better and improve the marketing of their physical products. Globally, the exchange-traded commodity derivatives have emerged as an investment product which is often used by the institutional investor, hedge the funds, sovereign wealth funds beside retail investors. What is commodity? any good, you can say any goods that are unbranded and are commonly traded in the market comes under the commodity. And the commodity markets are quite likely the equity market. The commodity market also has two constituents. One is a spot market and second one is a derivative market, like other markets also. In case of the spot market, the commodities are bought and sold for immediate delivery, that is spot. In case of commodities derivative market, various financial instruments having commodities as an underlying trade on the exchange. It has been seen that traditionally in India, people have hedged their risk with gold and silver. Commodity and currency derivatives. Commodity option trading and the cash settlement of the commodity futures is banned since 1952 to 2002. The commodity derivative market was virtually non-existent except for some small negligible activities like OTC basis. In 2005, the country had 3 national level electronic exchanges and 21 regional exchanges for the trading the commodity derivatives. As many as 80 commodities have been allowed to trade on the derivative trading. How many commodities? 80 commodities. And the value of the trading has been booming and was also slated to cross 1 trillion mark in 2006. Traded value is $1 trillion in 2006. And if all goes well, it is set to touch the $5 trillion in few years. This unit analysis questions, how did India pull it off in such a short time since 2002? In this process, is this process is sustainable? These are the questions. Then what are the obstacles that need urgent attention if the market is to realize its full potential? These are some of the questions that always comes into mind, because up to 2002, there was no chance of trading except the OTC. And in 2005, $1 trillion. It is not digestible, but it is a fact. Now let us see the commodity futures. Commodity future is also a derivative instrument. For the future delivery of the commodity on a fixed date today at particular price. The underline in this case is a particular commodity only. And if an investor purchases an oil future, he is entering into contract to buy the fixed quantity of oil at future date. And the future date is called as a contract expiry date. The fixed quantity is called as a contract size. This future can be bought and sold on commodity exchange. The commodity includes the agricultural commodity like wheat, rice, tea, juice, spices, soya, groundnut, coffee, rubber, cotton, etc. And the precious metal consists of gold, silver, etc., iron ore, lead, aluminium, nickel, zinc, and the energy commodity consists of crude oil and coal. Benefits of the commodity futures. Now, this benefit goes to the producer as well as to investors. A producer of the commodity can sell the future of the commodity, thereby ensuring that he can sell a particular quantity of his commodity at the particular price at the particular date. And to the investor, investor has an alternative investment instrument where he can take a position as to the future price and the spot price at a particular date in future and buys and sells the option. He is not interested in taking delivery, but he can only move because he is a trader, investor. For it is, he is interested only in taking, not taking delivery, but only for pricing and earning the profit. A commodity trader trades can use this to ensure that he is protected against the adverse change in the prices. He can enter into future contract for the purchase of certain quantity on particular date at fixed price, whatever it may be. Okay, at particular date delivery has to be taken place, right? And a trader do a good arbitrage in a gold and silver. Whenever they find the gold is moving up, they short silver, and similarly, whenever they find the silver is moving up, and gold likely to move down, they hedge the gold. To exporters, future trading is very useful to the exporter as it provides an advanced indication of the price likely to prevail, helps the exporter to quoting a realistic price and thereby secure an export contract in a competitive market. Having entered into the export contract, it enables the exporters to hedge the risk by operating the future market. Option trading and in commodities is, however, presently prohibited. Legal framework of the options is, it is an independent constitution. After independence and the Constitution of India adopted Parliament on 26 January 1950, placed a subject of stock exchange and the future market in union list, and therefore the responsibility of regulation of the forward contract developed by the government of developed on the government of India. Parliament passes the Forward Contract Regulation Act 1952, which presently regulated forward contract commodities all over the India, and the future of the Act is as under. The Act applies to the goods which are defined as in any movable property other than the security, currency, actionable claims. Wholesale Price Index, WPI. The Wholesale Price Index has been the most accepted price index in India. Okay? It signals ups and downs of the commodity prices in the trade and the transactions are taking place across the country. The updated Wholesale Price Index is available every week, with the time lag between the 2 weeks being reduced to the minimum possible level. It catches the price movement in an extensive manner, and for all those qualities, it is the most prevalent price index in India. It is also viewed as an indicator of the inflation rate in our economy. Commodity export scenario. Export of commodity scenario. What is the scenario currently? India masters the global castor oil trade with its castor seed and oil products. Yearly export of commercial castor oil is around 2 to 2.4 lakh tons. India is known to be a fifth largest producer of aluminium in globe. Indian aluminium has a huge export potential as it produces far exceeds to the domestic demand. The export market for Indian organic agricultural product is expanding very rapidly. India's organic tea is also famous for its taste. Tea, coffee, spices, rice, wheat, pulses, oil seeds, fruits, vegetables, cashews, nut, cotton, herbal products are the major organic products being exported from India. Thus, the commodity market in India is growing rapidly with the huge export potential, though it is temporarily lagging in the service sector. It is a matter of exports. It's sure to catch up within a few years. Current development in this regard in the market consists of the government has now allowed the National Commodity Exchange like NSE, BSE to come up and let them deal in commodity derivatives in the electronic trading environment. These exchanges are expected to offer a nationwide, anonymous, order-driven, screen-based trading system. The Forward Market Commission, FMC, will regulate these exchanges. After this, four commodity exchanges have been approved to commence the business in this regard, and they are MCX, NCDX, NBOT, and NMCE, that is what we have discussed some time ago also. Need for exchange traded commodity derivative market. Do we really need the exchange traded commodity derivative? The biggest advantage of having an exchange based platform is the reach. Wider reach will ensure greater participation, which results into more efficient price discovery mechanism. And in fact, it comes to stage where the derivative market guides the spot market in terms of pricing. In contrast to it, the prices in future market are determined not only by the local demand or supply condition, but also by the global scenario also. Depending upon the different parameters like technical analysis, political news, exchange rate, etc., the view is taken by the experts in that area. The price that is quoted can be safely regarded as the most efficient price. Opportunities in the commodity derivative that provides to the investors. What is the opportunity in commodity derivatives to the investors? Future contracts in the commodity market, like equity derivative segment, that will facilitate the activities of speculation, hedging, arbitrage to all the classes of investors. In respect of speculation, the speculator will be providing an opportunity to people, though not directly involved with the commodity, to trade on the views in the movement of the commodity prices. The speculator takes the position with a small margin amount that is paid to the exchange, and the contract can be squared off anytime during the trading hours, and he can make the profit. While doing the hedging, the people associated with the commodities, the future market can provide them efficient or effective hedging mechanism against the price movement. If you take an example, an oilseed farmer may go short in oilseed futures, locking his sale price, and in the process hedging against any adverse price movement On the other hand, the processor of oil seeds may buy oil seeds futures and thus assures him a supply of oil seeds at a predetermined price. Similarly, the oil seed processors may go short in oil futures and which may be bought by the wholesaler of the oil. This is a simple example of how the people are making profit. Under arbitrage, traders will exploit the arbitrage opportunities when arises on account of the different prices between the two exchanges or between two different maturities in the same underlying. So friends, here we conclude our discussion on the latest changes in the derivative market, or derivative market in detail we have discussed. I hope by going into the root of each and every aspect of the derivative, you understood it fully. So thank you very much.